Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Mem Vav, daf 46. We left off at Mem He Amud Bet, 45B at the middle of the page. 45B. The Gemara says, Nitkacha ledat avia. Today we're going to discuss Kiddushin with or without consent of the father. So if let's say she does Kiddushin, Nitkacha ledat avia. She did Kiddushin with the consent of her father, but V'halach avia l'midinat hayam v'amda v'niset. Father went away outside the country, and she went and got married without his consent. Amarav ochelet b'truma ad she'avo avia v'imche. She can eat truma if the husband is a kohen until the father comes and he says, "No, I don't want you to stay with this man." Rav Asi says, "No, eina ochelet shema yavo avia v'imche. She's not allowed to eat truma lest the father come and be moche and say that, "No, I didn't want you to marry him." And we're afraid that maybe a woman who's not really married to a kohen, she's only Israelite, she's going to be eating truma retroactively. So the Gemara says, "Hava uvda." There was an incident like this. V'chash la Rav lehad Ravasi, and Rav was worried for the opinion of Ravasi and said not to eat. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak umodeh Rav. She meta eino yorsha. Rav agrees that if she dies, this husband does not inherit her. Why? Okay, mamona v'chizkat mare. We established the money in the chazakah of its master. Who is the master? The father. Meaning the father wasn't consented. He didn't have consent. They didn't ask for his consent to marry her off. Therefore, the inheritance would go back to the father. Okay? Very good. So the Gemara then says, again, we're talking about a ketana child, obviously. So the Gemara then says, nidkacha ledat v'nisat shelo ledat. If this ketana, she did kiddushin with the consent of her father, but she got married without the consent of her father. I guess the previous case was talking about the father wasn't in the country. It wasn't that it wasn't with his consent. He just didn't, he wasn't aware. Now we're saying she got married without his consent. This is different. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, v'aviyah kan, and the father is here. Ravuna amar eina ochelet. Ravuna says she does not eat truma. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba amar ochelet. He says you do eat truma if the husband's a kohen. Ravuna amar eina ochelet. Why doesn't he say you don't eat? Rafila the Rav de amar ochelet. Even Rav who says you eat truma, hatam hu de lo ite le'av. Over there where he says you eat truma, that's where the father is not there. Aval hacha de ite le'av. But over here that the father is standing here present. Why did he stay silent when he got married without his consent? Because he's angry, he's upset. Therefore, she's not allowed to eat truma. But Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba amar ochelet. No, he says you do eat truma. Even according to Rav Asi, damar eina ochelet, that he says you do not eat truma. Over here, you do. Why? Hatamhu deshema yavo avi avimche. Over there, the father was away, and so we're concerned. Maybe the father will come and be mochen and say, "No, I don't want you to marry her." So therefore, aval hacha mishdui deshatik itnuche itnechale. From here, since he was silent, you can understand the father was okay with it. So therefore, according to him, you can eat truma. Nitkachat shelo ledat avia. If she got kiddushin without the consent of her father, v'nisat shelo ledat, and she got married without the consent of her father, v'avia kan, and the father is here. Ravuna amar ochelet. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba amar ina ochelet machloket. If you can eat truma or not, if the husband's a kohen. Amar Ula says, Hadir Ravuna, that which Ravuna said. What did Ravuna say? Ravuna said she eats truma. He says, Kachomet l'shinayim k'ashan la'inayim. It's like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes. What do you mean? Hashta umma hatam di kiddushay de'oraita amart lo achla. Over there, in the case where she did kiddushin with the consent of her father, that's kiddushin mi de'oraita. Over there you said, still, since the father wasn't present, so therefore you would not eat truma. Or was it? No, it was the middle case. Since it was the case of the father not being consented, there was no consent. You said since he didn't ask the father for consent over there, even though it's kiddushin deoraita, she cannot eat truma. Hachalokoshken over here, is it not all the more so? Is it not all the more so that since kiddushin was not deoraita over here, because the father was not asked consent before kiddushin was done, isn't it all the more so that she's not able to eat truma? So the Gemara flipping the Amud, the Gemara says, Nir'in divrei Talmid. The words of the student make more sense. Who is the student here? Rav Yirmiyah was the student of Rav Huna. Rav Yirmiyah was of the opinion over here that she does not eat truma. So he's correct. Amar Rava, Maita Amad Rav Huna. What's his reason, Rav Huna? Ho'il v'na'asaba ma'asei yitama b'chaya'av. It's like, we explained yesterday, like an incident of an orphan in the life of the father. Meaning what Rashi explains. Bechayav kidsha vihisiat mashlo ledato. She got kiddushin in his lifetime, and she married herself off without his consent. Keilu hi yetoma. It's as if she's an orphan. Behu ra'av shatak, and he saw this and he stayed silent. Or if kir zechut sheyesh lo ba, or shtikato hoda'ah, he stayed silent, or he annulled it, or took away his zechut over her jurisdiction ownerless. The bishlaman itkatsha ledaato v'nisat shelo ledaato ikal meimar bechadash shtika mirtach ratach, aval hakuleha elo shatik. It makes sense if, let's say, she did kiddushin with the father's consent, but she got married without the father's consent. Rashi says that makes sense. Maybe the father would stay silent. He's angry. He's upset. But in this case, she did kiddushin without his consent, and she got married without his consent. So nobody's going to be silent for so much. The father wouldn't stay silent. So if he's staying silent, you can understand that he's okay with it. Itmar, we learn the following: Ketana shenitkatsha shelo ledaat avia. She got engaged without the consent of her father. Amar Rav, bein hi uvein avia yecholin akev. Whether it's her or the father, they're able to stop it. They're able to block it off. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? So the Gemara says, Rav Asi Amar, Avia Velohi. Rav Asi says, no, only the father can stop the marriage, not her. So the Gemara says, Eitiv, we have a contradiction. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna the Rav Asi. Eitiv, Rav Huna the Rav Asi. He has a contradiction of Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, only the father. Rav Ami la Chia Barav the Rav Asi. Some say it's Chia Barav. The Pasuk says, Imma'en Yima'en Avia. If the father refuses, meaning somebody comes and seduces someone, and he has to marry her now. So the father says, no, I don't want you to marry my daughter. The Pasuk says the father can refuse. That's only the father. How do we know the girl herself can refuse if she was, let's say, violated? It says it in double language. Tell you, anyone, even the woman is allowed to, the daughter is allowed to refuse. What does it sound like? This is a contradiction of Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, no, the daughter can't refuse, only the father. Over here it says he can. Amaylu Rav, don't go after this. You're making a mistake over here, he says. I can teach you the following. He seduced her, not for marriage. And that's what it was talking about. Maybe that's what it's referring to. In our previous case, it was kiddushin. Over here, it's seducing without marriage. So the Gemara then says, do we even need a pasuk to teach us about a case of seducing if it's not for the sake of marriage? Why do you need a pasuk? Like Rashi says, "Lememar davia yachol akev v'chen hi." Why do you need a pasuk to say that they can stop the marriage? How do you know she's married? Asur to marry anyone? The seducing wasn't for the sake of marriage, so she doesn't need anything. She's perfectly fine to go and marry anyone she wants. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, lomar shemishalem knas kemefuta." No, it's coming to teach us. The pasuk is coming to teach us that she still has to, that the guy who seduced her, even if it wasn't for the sake of marriage, he still has to pay the fine. You violated her. You still have to pay the fine of someone who seduced her. Amayla Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef comes and says, Iyachi, if that's the case, Hainu de Tanina, that which we learned. Mahor yima'arinna lo le'isha. It says, you quickly take her to as a wife. The pasuk means, shetzicha imenu kiddushin. She needs to do kiddushin. Hold on. This is a support for what we're saying. If she needs to do kiddushin, vim pita l'shum ishut kiddushin lamali. If the guy had done seducing for marriage, then why would she still need kiddushin? Ele must be the seducing was not for marriage, and therefore the pasuk says if he seduced her, you have to quickly take her to be married if she wants. And therefore, that's what it was talking about. Meaning, from here it sounds like the previous baraita makes sense, and it's a support that it was talking about seducing not for marriage. So the Gemara answers no. Amar le Abaye, tzricha kiddushin ledat avia. No, she needs kiddushin for the consent of her father. She didn't have the consent of her father. Meaning, no, it's not saying what you're saying is right. It's not a support for what you're saying. Like Rashi says, "Mehalo tesayan deikal meimar dimetzrich la kiddushin acharini ledatavia." No, it's saying this is not a support. Rather, you would need another kiddushin with the consent of the father.
Amen.
New Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Haomer leisha itkatshili b'tmarazo." We saw this Mishnah earlier. If someone says to a woman, "Marry me with this date," he didn't have enough to afford a ring, so he says, "I want you to marry me with this date." Itkatshili b'zo, marry me with this date. Im yesh ve'achad mehen shaveh pruta mikudeshet. If one of them is worth a pruta, a couple cents, she is considered married. She's engaged. V'im lav ve'na mikudeshet, and if not, she's not married. Then, if it words it like this, Bazo, bazo, u bazo. If it says it like that, this, and this. Only if all of the dates now that she's pointing to, that the guy's pointing to are shaveh pruta combined, then it's mekudeshet, and if not, not. Hayitah ocheled rishona rishona. If she was eating one by one, then what happens? Einam mekudeshet ad sheyeh beachad mehen shaveh pruta. She's only mekudeshet if one of those dates is considered a shaveh pruta. So the Gemara is equal to a pruta. So the Gemara comes and says, man tana hitkachi hitkachi. Who is the author that says hitkachi hitkachi? That you have to say the word hitkachi twice for it to count as each individual date to be shaveh pruta. Amar Rabba Rabbi Shimon. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that we actually saw this earlier. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in Masachat Shavuot, that if five people are coming to claim against him that he owes them money, that he owes them money, yes. Rabbi Shimon says, "Damar ad sheyomar shivua lekol echad veechad." He has to make a swear to each and every one, saying that I don't owe you, I don't owe you, I don't owe you, I don't owe you, to each and every one. What does it see? Each and every one he owes a shivua. So our Mishnah also is hitkachi. If he says it every time, he says hitkachi li bazo, hitkachi li bazo. Every time, it's each date. That date has to be a shaveh pruta. So the Gemara says, "Bazo, bazo, bazo. Im yesh bekulan shaveh pruta vechulei." If each one has a shaveh pruta, if all of them had a shaveh pruta, if he said this, and this, then it counts. If not, not. And then the Gemara says, what is this going on? So Rashi explains the last part of the Mishnah that says, if she was eating the dates one by one, so the Gemara is asking, what is that going on? So the Gemara says, ilema aresha. Maybe it's going on the beginning part of the Mishnah. That he says, hitkachili bazo, hitkachili, marry me with this, marry me with this. So the Gemara says, my iria ochelet, why does she need to be eating the dates? Afilu manach anami. Even if she's just placing them down intact, still, what are we going to require? That it needs to be, each one needs to be shaveh pruta. Dahit kachili bazokamar, because he said, I want you to marry me with this one. So therefore, each one, even if she's not eating it, why is the Gemara saying she's eating it? So Ella, it must be that latter part of the Mishnah is not referring to, it's not going on the beginning part of the Mishnah. Ella asefa, it's going on the latter part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Afilu bekamaita. What was the latter part of the Mishnah? The latter part of the Mishnah was, if he says this, and this date, when he said all of them combined have to be a pruta. So she's eating one by one, we said each one individually has to be a pruta. So the Gemara asks, Afilu bekamaita, even the first date, if she's eating, the first one even also is considered, she would be married. The Gemara says, V'ham milvahi, it's considered alone. Why is it considered alone? Rashi says, Kevan te kiddushin lo nigmeru ad shetikabelem kulam. Since the kiddushin doesn't take effect until she finishes all of them, because the guy said this, and this. Therefore, the first one is only alone until the other ones are eaten, and only then, after the last one, does the kiddushin take effect. So how can it be the first one would work? Amar Biyochanan, Hare Shulchan, Vare Basar, Vare Sakin, Ve'en Lanu Pele Echol. He says, there's a table, there's meat, and there's a knife, but we don't have any, we don't have any mouth to eat. What he meant to say, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Klamar, Hare Lanu Mishnah Shneya, Ve'en Anu Yodin Lefarsha. We have a Mishnah taught over here, but we don't know how to explain it. We don't know how to teach the Mishnah. What is it referring to? Rav Shmuel Amri Tarva. Rav Shmuel came and said, no. Le'olam Areisha. It's going on the beginning part of the Mishnah. Ve'lomi Bayekamar. And it didn't need to say. Lomi Bayekamar means, it's a phrase in Shas, means we didn't need to say this, but we're going to say it anyway. Lomi Bayek Manachet. It didn't even need to say, placing the date down, intact, that for sure needs to be Shaveh Pruta. De'i'ika Shaveh Pruta in ilolo. If it has the worth of a Pruta, then yes. If it does not have a worth of a pruta, then no. But aval ochelet. But if she's eating the dates, ho'ilu mikarvah nayata. Since she's getting more pleasure now by eating it, ema gamra u'makanyan nafsha. I would have thought even less than a shaveh pruta just by eating it. Since she's benefiting from it, she would be considered a kiddushin would take effect. Kamashmalan. That's why the Gemara teaches us that even if she's eating it, it needs to be shaveh pruta. Rabbi Ami Amar, Rabbi Ami says no. Le'olam ha-seifa. It's going on the latter part of the Mishnah. He says, zo, bazo, zo, bazo. Umay ad sheyeh ve'achad mehen shaveh pruta. Why did it say, until one of them is worth a pruta? We said that it has to be all of them. So the Gemara says, ad sheyeh ba'achrona shaveh pruta. It meant, until the last date is worth a pruta. Meaning the first date is alone. The last date, when she finishes all of them, only then is she retroactively considered married now. Amarava Shma Minami de Rabbi Ami Tlat. We learn from Rabbi Ami three things. Shma Mina Mekadesh Bemilva Inam Mekudeshet. If somebody does Kiddushin with a loan, it's not Mekudeshet. Right, the first date is not Mekudeshet. Shma Mina Mekadesh Bemilva Upruta Data Pruta. If somebody does Kiddushin with a loan and an additional Pruta, the girl's mind is going to be on the Pruta. That's what the Da'at is on. Ushma Minan, we also learn Ma'ot Be'alma Chuzrim, that general money returns. Meaning, if Kiddushin is not taking effect, then we don't say that the money that's being given is given as a gift. Rather, the money is being given as a watch to watch over. And that's why the first date, we call it a loan, right? That's why we're calling this first date a loan. It's not a gift to her. It's a, right, Rashi says, Kivan de achalatan veleidnehu bishad gimar kiddushin, lo megadsha behen. Vehavu lehu kepikadon sheachalatu v'itavid milva b'achilata, yamar ma'od me'alma matana, v'ilo gemir kiddushin lo ba'ya ladurinu. Hashta gegemir lav mikadesh milvahu.
He's saying basically, essentially, that since the guy, the lady, she ate the first date and the kiddushin didn't take effect yet. So it's clear that what? That it wasn't there at the time of kiddushin when the kiddushin was being done, because kiddushin only took effect at the last date. And so therefore, it's not considered like a gift to her, rather it's considered like a deposit, like hold on to this date for me, and she ate it in the meantime, it's considered like a loan, essentially. Now we're going to see in the next 10 lines of the Gemara, what's the difference between if it's given as a deposit versus as a gift. So the Gemara says, Itmar, we learn the following. HaMekadish Achoto, somebody does Kiddushin with his sister. Achmona Litzlan. Rav Amar Ma'ot Chozrim, Rav says the money returns. Ushmuel Amar Ma'ot Matana. Shmuel says, no, the money is a gift. Meaning, if he does Kiddushin with the money, Rav says the money comes back to him. It doesn't count. He knows it doesn't count. Shmuel says, no, the money stays with her. It's a gift. So the Gemara explains, Rav Amar Ma'ot Chozrim, why does the money come back? Adam Yodea She'en Kiddushin Tosin Ba'achoto. Person knows that Kiddushin does not take effect with his sister. Why is he giving it? Ve'gamar Menatan Lashun Pikadon. He's giving it to her as a deposit to watch over it, and then she gives it back. So the Gemara says, Ve'leimala Lashun Pikadon. Why doesn't he just tell his sister, I want you to watch over this? Savar Lo Mekabla. He thinks that she's not going to receive it. She's not going to hold on to it. The only way to get her to do it is by doing it through Kiddushin. Shmuel says, no, ma'ot matana, the money is a gift. Adam yodea she'en kiddushin tosin ba'achoto. A person knows that kiddushin does not take effect with his sister. Ve'gamar v'natan l'shum matana, and he wanted to find a way to give his sister a gift. So he did it through kiddushin. The Gemara says, v'neim ala l'shum matana, why don't you just give her a gift and say, this is a gift to you? The Gemara says, savar kesifa la'milta. He thought that it would be an embarrassment to her. You think you go and drop off money at your sister's door, she's just going to take it. So he thought, let me figure out a way to be able to get her the money without her being embarrassed. I don't know how this is not an embarrassing way to do it, but I guess the kiddushin with one sister wasn't an embarrassing thing. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll just do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Memhei Amud Bet with the topic of, if it's a young girl does kiddushin with or without the consent of her father, or marriage with or without the consent of the father, it makes a very big difference. And he can come afterwards if he wasn't there and didn't know about it, and he can come and be moche. Part number two on the Amud Aleph was, who is able to be me'akev, to stop the marriage, if let's say she did kiddushin without the consent of her father. So we said, machloket, if it's her and the father can stop it, or just the father, halakha is her and the father. Part number three, a new Mishnah we got to, we said the difference is between the author of the Mishnah over here was Rabbi Shimon. He said, Hitkachili bazo, marry me with this, this date. He says it multiple times, each one of them has to be worth the Shaveh Pruta for the Kiddushin to take effect. But if he said bazo, all of them have to be Shaveh Pruta. And the last part of the Dab, which was coming on to the Amud Bet, was if we say that the money, Ma'ot is Chozrim or Ma'ot Matana, do we say money, the money returns, if it was given and Kiddushin did not take effect, or the money does not return and money was given as a gift. And we had a machloket, if we say that between Rav and Shmuel, Rav said the money returns, Shmuel says no, money is given as a gift. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen. I apologize for the Zoom, my iPad ran out of battery, Meshkila.